More of Life Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Hopefully, you remember to set your clocks back an hour over the weekend as daylight saving time came to an end. It's lighter out than when we woke up a week ago, but for many of us, our commute home is now through the dusk. None of this is the slightest bit relevant to the birds who still chirp first thing in the morning and who are still passing through Wisconsin on their way south for their annual migration. Ken Keffer and Stacey Tornio are our outdoor adventure contributors, and they join us now to talk about the fall bird migration and more about birds in general. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
Always great to be here.
So it's the beginning of November. Most of the human snowbirds are probably still in Wisconsin as opposed to on their way to Arizona or Florida at this point. But that does not mean there aren't other things that are heading south through this part of the world. The birds have been on their way for a while.
Indeed, yeah. You know, migration's a fascinating topic. And so when you think about it, we kind of oversimplify things. We say birds fly south for the winter, but that's not always the case. You know, we've got birds that stick around all year, and it doesn't happen instantly. It's not like we turn on the migration switch and then all the birds up and leave overnight. You know, I mean, shorebirds started migrating south in July. So fall migration has been happening since the dead of summer.
But what are the determining factors for when some birds, you know, why some birds would leave in July and why other birds would wait until October?
Yeah, you know, each of those species has a different response, you know, and part of it's just habitat. A lot of it's food based, you know, what are they going to be eating? And so, but the thing that really drives migration is photo period. It's how long those length of day is. So as the days are getting shorter, that triggers the kind of the physiology for these birds to up and leave. And so, yeah, it's different for every species though.
Well, what can you tell us about what we ought to be looking for and when?
So one of my favorite things to look for is, like, you know, as bird migration is starting to come about, like even before that, you can start looking for young birds in your backyard. And so these, like, kind of clumsy youngsters that look like adults, but they're not really adults yet. And so they kind of, like, the other day I had a brown thrasher at my feeder, which is kind of a cool bird. And he was sitting on the feeder and he kept kind of like falling off. And it's like, oh, that's a young bird. And so I, you know, grab my son and I'm like, look at that. He's about your age, Jack. And so to kind of put it on his level. But it's just kind of fun to, like, see what's out there. Like, you're going to see things right now that you're not going to see at other times of the year. So it's just a good time to kind of be on the lookout.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think the other thing to remember is you don't have to get bogged down on the details of each species. You know, just pay attention. You see the birds flitting through your backyard, look at the colors of that thing. You know, you don't have to identify a bird to appreciate that it's out there. And that's especially important during migration when you never really know what's going to show up.
How much do we have to do to attract these birds to our yards?
Feeders will attract some birds. Like always during this time of year too, I tell people to use this opportunity to go on a hike somewhere. Like we have great nature centers around Milwaukee. Go to Ware Nature Center, go to Schlitz Audubon Center. Just go to the lakefront. There's some really cool birds that just show up at the lakefront as they're going through. And, you know, take the opportunity to see what's out there. But then as far as birds in your own backyard, Ken has some good ideas on, like, what to put out to and see what you can attract.
Really just think about what birds need to survive. It's not that different than what we need. You know, you're talking food, water, shelter, space. And so you can put out a little bird bath. You can put out a bird feeder, you know.
Do I understand that there have been some really unusual birds for this part of the world that have already been through the area yet this year?
Part of the thing that people get excited about when they're watching birds is the anticipation of what we're going to find, you know, and things show up. There was a report of a monk parakeet hanging out in the Milwaukee area earlier this summer. And on the surface, the first thing you think of is like, oh, that's got to be an escaped caged bird. You know, somebody's pet got away. But there's a population of parakeets that hangs out in Chicago, and they've been established there for like 40 years. And so I'm sure what happened was this was a young bird out exploring, you know, and that's not going to be a migratory species, but they're still going to move around on the landscape. And so this one showed up in Milwaukee. So, yeah, who knew you could see parakeets in Milwaukee?
You mentioned the nature centers. Do you have other places that are your favorites to go and check out birds?
Well, just in general, like the lakefront is always a good spot. I mean, there's trails, the Oakleaf Trail, anywhere on the Oakleaf Trail is fantastic. Just jump on there, take a little walk and see if you see any birds. And then back to like your backyard, you know, you're going to get like spring is really heavy. You're going to see a lot of birds in spring. Then you kind of get a little bit of a lull during summer because birds are, you know, they're mating, they're having babies, they're off, you know, being busy, raising their young. And so now is the time where those young start coming out. They start, you know, flying south for the winter. And so this is like a great time to see action in your backyard, even if you haven't seen it, you know, a month ago.
Yeah, and I think the other thing to remember is, you know, I mean, I said that shorebirds start in July. Some of the later migrants, you know, are like the ducks and the geese. And those are big, visible birds. You can just find any open water. You don't need binoculars. You just go out there and be like, wow, look at all the different kinds of ducks swimming around out there. It's a really cool thing to see.
Their ultimate aim is to find open water. They'll go as far south as they need to so that there's open water, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's the other thing when we talk about migration is when we say south, some birds, Milwaukee is south for the winter. And this is their kind of tropical destination all winter long. And ducks is a great example of that.
Yeah, dark-eyed juncos. You'll see dark-eyed juncos showing up in the fall. And so whenever people see those, they're like, oh, no, here comes the snowy weather.
Do you each keep track? Do you have life lists?
I don't have a life list per se, but I did something this year that, you know, just because I'm new to the area and I wanted to force myself to get out there and explore new parts of Milwaukee. And so I'm doing a Milwaukee County big year and I'm counting all the species I can find within the county. And I'm going to a bunch of different parks and stuff. And, you know, here we are kind of fall migration. I'm at 116 different species of birds so far this year. And there's going to be some more that come down for this kind of late fall and winter. So, you know, I'm hoping to add a few more to my list.
Yeah, 116. That's not bad. And what did you hear the other day, that your last bird that got counted?
Yeah, the most recent bird on my list was an eastern screech owl we heard kind of winnowing in Greenfield.
Yeah, and those are all over Milwaukee County. So, like, look up eastern screech owl, like, online and see what they sound like. It's not what you think necessarily. And so it's kind of cool to know that and be listening for that.
Outstanding. Stacy, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Stacy Tornio and Ken Keffer are the authors of The Kids Outdoor Adventure Book, 448 Great Things to Do in Nature Before You Grow Up, and they are our outdoor adventure contributors as well. One last break, and then we'll catch up with the proprietors of the Simmer Truck, the city's mobile soup purveyor. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.